introduce yourself for me this evening, okay? Here we go. We're getting ready to go live.
Occupation mode is stable. Hey, Joe, welcome, buddy.
Go travel with Bravo.
All right, guys, you're sounding awesome. Keep
going. Play, that's your buddy. I don't care what he plays at.
What do you say, Scott? Star Street, buddy.
Sorry, buddy.
All right, guys, we need to get this thing rolling. I'm not just talking at the bit. I saw that email today, guys. I don't know. I'm excited about what he's got coming up.
Presentation mode is now enabled.
Well, once again, guys, man, I tell you what, the call is fantastically packed tonight, and that's awesome, but I tell you, we got so much coming on. Guys, this is the month-end push. I want to say it before Steve even gets a chance. We got 4 days left in True Team and the month-end, as well as the year-end and AmeriPlan. I can tell you guys, if you're pushing for any promotion for the convention, you need to pull out all the stops. You need to make it happen. We got 4 days left. And I know you can do it. Well, guys, I want to go ahead and get this thing over to Steve and let him take away on it. You know, we've got an advanced training call. We want to welcome each and every one of you again tonight. You know, we're really excited. We've got a packed call. We've got a lot of good things to bring up here tonight. Steve, I can't wait to hear about this medical update. But so anyway, let's go ahead and get this thing over to him, to our friend, our founder and creator of the True Team System. Folks, Steve is a $150,000 founder's ring earner, national sales director in AmeriPlan, the number 3 ace recruiter last year in AmeriPlan. He is our top producer for the second year in a row. Most of all, he's my buddy. He's my friend. Steve, you with me?
I'm with you, H. I appreciate you. I'll give you a second there to swap us over onto the web. We appreciate you broadcasting. I got to listen to the beginning of your new broker training call and then the end, and I'm real inspired. And just want to thank you for filling in. Troy's fighting a little bit of a cold there. We're the national sales directors of AmeriPlan, and we cover one another's back. What a great, great group of leaders that we're privileged to just be friends with and be in business with. And I thank you. That was a real phenomenal job on new broker training. Janine did it last week while Troy was fighting with his voice. You know, I'm so glad the guy took 2 weeks off from doing that after about a year and a half of unbelievable dedication, faithfulness, and expertise. He trained more new brokers in AmeriPlan the last 2 years than anyone else. And what a team. So many congratulations are in order. So, you know, some people don't like when this call is a lot of what I have heard PS hype, congratulating and recognizing people for great achievements. And let me tell you something, and you know you're on the Advanced True Team training call right now. If you're a new broker and you're not ready for an advanced training call, then what you need to do is you need to say, man, it's past my bedtime anyway. I'm not into advanced training. I'm in my first steps with my sponsor. You can just hang up right now because this call is the advanced call. And the advanced call are for those of us that are scrapping after this thing. Like there's no tomorrow. We're on the 12-month plan to 100 grand, and we're serious about building our Ameriplan business. And these are the warriors right here. These are the warriors. And if I take time to recognize these warriors, don't you see it as anything like hype? Let me tell you about those people. You want to be like them. You want to do what they do. You want to copy what they copy. And if they open their mouth and say a word, you want to be writing it down, and you want to be the very best copycat that has ever been created on this earth. Because those are the warrior champions. And I'm proud of them. I'm so proud of them. And they deserve so much more recognition. Because those are the people that are not only the leaders of tomorrow in Ameriplan, these are the very rare six-figure income earners of America. They're the grassroots Americans that make our land free. Let me tell you, I do a good job about not getting political here on any of these advanced training calls or any calls that I do, but I store it up now. I don't get to talk to you guys right now, but once a week, you know, once a week, I got people calling me saying, man, Steve, last year you were doing 17 hours a week of conference calls. I need a fix, you know, I need more time. Well, here it is. It's all stored up into this hour, and it's for the players, the warriors and the champions. It is for the A-plus personality type, absolute dragon slayers of the universe. It's for you that I do this call. There's about 200 of you, and you know who you are. You're the warrior, RSD and above, true team champions, and I'm here and stay in the game, fighting right here, scrapping with you for you, because I'm absolutely loving to watch you claim your prize. And that's who I do this call for. And when I recognize one of them warrior champions, if it sounds like psych or hype to you, you need to hang up, go stick your head down the toilet, flush the knob, and say, God, take away my stinking thinking. I'm absolutely rubbed raw by seeing others successful. Take away my stinking thinking and flush it down the toilet. Because when you can't celebrate another's victory in freedom, then maybe you should do what I did and live in the Soviet Union for 10 years, okay? Because this is all about the ultimate American dream coming true for real life brothers and sisters, real, just grassroots, regular folk like me and you across this country. Oh, yeah, call it psych and hype or whatever you want, but these people are delivered, all right? And they are warrior champions, and they deserve every bit they get. And when you can't celebrate the success of another, then you'll never, ever be able to build an organization of warrior champions. So fix it right now in your heart and in your mind. The jealousy or the competitiveness is channeled for one purpose, to help others win. That's why we're here. There's no other reason why we're here but to help others win. You think it's all about you? You'll never get what you want until you learn to help others get what they want. Listen, we need victory in our mind. The battle is won and lost in our mind. The greatest adversary we face amongst the flesh, the world, and the devil is in our own mind. When you can win the battle of attitude, of heart and soul, to be a warrior entrepreneur, it's over for you. Except for a few mechanical months of applying the right work ethic. But yeah, man, it's in our head in a phenomenal way. And when congratulations are in order, and man, there's a lot of congratulations that are in order, you ought to shed a tear with me in celebration for another's freedom. Because if you think we're here for any other reason but to help others, then you need to hang up the phone and go join you some kind of get-rich-quick pyramid scheme. This is not for you. You won't be able to duplicate until you love and have passion for helping others succeed. only then, and only then in life will you ever receive, will you ever be blessed, will you ever receive your due share. It's called the overflow. You get the overflow. And until it's pressed down, shaken together, and overflowing with the abundance of pouring into others' lives, you will have nothing but selfishness that starts in between your ears, and you need to flush it out of your mind. Then you're going to learn to have some victory in life. Then you're going to learn to build an Ameriplan business. But you'll never share the leads, do the three-way calls, get on the phone and mentor, take them out and break them through their comfort zones. You'll never be that accountable, that hardworking, and that passionate until you are dying to help them succeed. When you're passionate to help them make RSD, you'll pop RSDs at will. You have people calling me, man, just tell me how you do it. 3 a month, you average 3 a month, pop 3 RSDs a month. Everybody, you know, what's the magic is I'll die for them, will you? Or is it about you? Man, Steve, don't you crawl up my case like this. I'm hungry. I got bills to pay. Yeah, I need the thing to deliver. Well, let me tell you something. You might need a job. And you might need a lottery ticket, but if you're going to make real money in Ameriplan, it's going to be done one way and one way only, and that is helping others, because it's not about me or you, it's all about them. And when you're passionate about seeing people delivered from that kind of bondage, then you're going to be the top producer in Ameriplan. Look, there's nothing wrong with being hungry. I'm not going to settle down. I got a voice coach listening in on me, and I'm going to settle down and sip here. You know, I'm so blessed to meet some of the most finest people. That's probably not good English, is it? In the world, through Ameriplan. Ma'am, we're going to talk about the convention here in a second. And I don't even know how you all got me all off over there on all of that. But somebody was, like, not liking the tone of the calls because there was hype and so many people being congratulated and giving them. I'm like, man alive, deliver that person from the selfishness of spirit that will absolutely ruin their life, please. But I meet great people, and we have the greatest team in Ameriplan and in network marketing and internet marketing. These are my best friends, and I love them. I've got a voice coach through this, Claudia Gibson. And you know, I can get very passionate about Ameriplan, about others. I get passionate about others. And sometimes I have a tendency sometimes to blow my voice out. And that's how this whole NSD True Team support thing got started. That's why the True Team NSDs are on the host side of this line, ready to jump in for me, because I can blow it all out at any given time, and they know they need to cover my back. All of it got started with others, you know, loving others, helping others, covering one another's back. It's a beautiful thing to have these kind of relationships. Now, we're meeting in 4 weeks in Taos, Texas. That may sound to you as a new broker like, that's nice, convention. But let me tell you what it means to us for just a moment. This is, to us, meeting in Dallas, Texas in 4 weeks, 3.5 weeks from now, this is our family reunion. This is our family gathering. Many of us have become best friends on the phone, and we've not met yet face-to-face, and we're going to hug. When Troy Cotterman, my first national sales director, True Team's first NSD, and I met, last year at an event, and his nickname is Shrek, and the reason why his nickname is Shrek is because he's as big as Shrek. He looks like Shrek. He's 6'9", 5.5", just like huge, bald, monster. Give him a hug and a kiss. He is Shrek. And I'm a pretty big guy too, so when Shrek walked in the room, I sure knew it was him, and we were best friends. We were best friends. If you ever think you're going to have a national sales director, you're going to learn something about making a best friend right now. If you don't, I'm sorry for you. And you need to be at the convention more than anybody if you don't know what I'm talking about right now. And when he came in and we ran across and he was late, Ding-a-ling was doing something, just flew in late. They were already doing a senior and above meeting or something, and Manstrick came in and we crashed in the back in a big jogging hug at the neck. Until you're there with your leaders, you're nowhere. Until you're there with your sponsor, you're nowhere. You're on an internet phone conversation with strangers that your wife or his husband don't approve of, and it's like a hobby, and we'll see if it goes somewhere, and you're dabbling in Ameriplan. And dabblers in Ameriplan do not make residual leveraged income. Those of us that pour ourselves in with passion for others and building these relationships and business partners make residual leveraged income in Ameriplan. There are less than 50 seats left. Only those people that call Ameriplan tomorrow morning will yet be able to join us at the national convention. Those that wait to discuss it with their sponsor tomorrow evening will be left behind. We don't want to leave any of you behind, so we want you to call and register for the convention tomorrow morning, for it will sell out as a result of these last few words tomorrow. And we don't want to leave anyone behind because this is business building. It's not simply a family reunion. It's so much more. Look, meeting me ain't no big deal. I got to tell you that right now. Meeting me is no big deal. And everybody laughs when I say this until they live the reality of it, and then they go, yep, that's just what he said. Meeting my wife, Julie, is the event, for sure. I'm a real intense, serious business guy. I'm jumping around, bapping around, trying to hug all 300 true team members that are there, and I'm flighty, and man, just let me get in front of a prospect and let me just pitch this deal, and I'm fine. Let me teach somebody how to do it. I'm fine. I don't do so great in that venue. I really don't. Some people get disappointed. Meeting Julia, though, it's an event. But more than that, meeting Dennis and Daniel, the owners of this company, the leaders, those people that have gone where you're going and share with you their stories of how they got there so you can relate, the training and inspiration of a warrior champion like Roger Staubach, the unveiling of fresh, new, powerful features and changes to our comp plan, the revolution in America in healthcare as presented by the leader of this revolution, Dennis Bloom himself. The leader of this revolution in healthcare, Dennis Bloom himself, the guy who owns the company that we're working with. All of this combined with the hugging your neck will revolutionize your life, your business, your family, your children, and your children's children. Here comes another wimpy complaint. That's all a bunch of hype, man. Just tell me how to pitch the deal. I'm here for training. No, you need to hang up because you don't get it. Just hang up. Because it's all about this is our life, and this is our crusade, and this is our cause, and this is our one event of the year, and this is our gathering, and this is our revelation, and this is our revolution, and this is our family, and this is business building, and nobody but nobody in this company who makes money ever misses an event any more than they would miss a conference call. We're plugged in. We're plugged into one another. We understand the fluidity and the lividity of the system in such a way that we work together in a common cause. For united, we stand. You be divided and you fall. And when you beat that principle, you've just beaten gravity. It's impossible. For whatsoever a man sows, is that what he's going to reap? And you have an opportunity to get on the moving wave, on the fire, to go full launch with us. This is where we're going. You know, and you're not going to get there any other way, by the way. And even if you could, you'd never beat the combined effort of 50,000 warriors. So it doesn't matter. Just get as close to the fire as you can get so that it burns you. And then join us on something that's so good and so pure and so right that the overflow will be more than you can contain. That's what happens at convention. That's why you need to be there at all costs. Now, I want to give you a couple of mechanics about this, and let me tell you, there's a lot of really good things going, and I'm just skirting around. Everybody's saying, all right, tell us what they're going to say at convention about healthcare. Man, I could get killed for this, all right? I want you to know, I could get killed for this. But I also want you to know that any influence that I can get insider information, it doesn't matter, man. You just call it whatever you might, all right? But anything I can get, I'm going to do one thing with faithfully like a dog. And I'm going to share it with you. And I'm going to help you because that's all it's about is you. You, those 200 True Team Warrior champions that are just doing whatever it takes to go to the top. Man, you're the ones I'm talking to. And we just might be talking here for a while this evening, if you know what I mean. Because there's a lot to say, and it ain't going to come out, but however it comes out. And I'm just hoping everybody else drops off anyway, by the way. Just hoping. Might save my butt. Dennis Bloom is a very interesting guy. You know, the twins that own our company, Dennis and Daniel. You got to meet them to really got to get a feel for the heartbeat of this whole thing, where it's going. Because it's really, really very, very interesting that you can take a vision like that. And man, the experience that led up to this, you understand, they didn't start this company until they were like in their 50-something, you know? These are some guys that have been down the road. These are Texas businessmen, entrepreneurs, grassroots American warrior patriots. Man, wait till you see my Memorial Day email. I'm putting together my tribute. I'm proud to be who we are. You know, and anybody that comes to me, just look, I lived 10 years in the Soviet Union. You tell me that Ameriplan is not part of the American dream and that I should segregate, separate. Man, let me tell you something. There's nobody in the world that has this opportunity. Nobody in the world but us in the world. It's really great. And the leadership of our company are really great. You know, Dennis and Daniel, they're twins, right? And they're exact opposites. And when you see them, you kind of try to remember which one is which. And I'm gonna have a little fun with you because we're meeting here at convention, all of us, at least, that are going to be on this call tonight for sure. And, you know, Dennis is the one with the rosier cheeks. He looks a little bit fuller in the cheek, not that I would say he's heavier or healthier, but yet he could look a little rosier in the cheeks. Daniel looks a little more drawn in the cheeks. So Daniel looks like the mean, tough one, and Dennis looks like the happy, lovable one. They're exact opposites. And then when you apply this exact opposite to these twins, it's Dennis with the rosy cheeks, the one that looks like the sweet one, who's really the toughest Texas businessman and most brilliant entrepreneur I've yet ever to meet. And Daniel, with those drawn kind of tough, the tough guy look, who's the biggest teddy bear crybaby that you ever want to meet, who's just will love and forgive you, oh my gosh, and he'll just fall down, cry, and hug on your neck. And she just kind of, when you get to know him, say, man, oh man, this is really cool study right here, and just sociology, but Dennis and Daniel, as brothers entrepreneurs, have assembled a team of unbelievable entrepreneurial leaders in there from the Dallas community to build up to this at this stage in their life, where they've literally already begun a revolution in American healthcare just with our dental plan. I mean, the whole concept that was seen by them 10, 11, 12 years ago. You know, we sit where we are today and we look at crisis in American healthcare. Yep, makes sense. Yep, insurance companies screwing everybody who don't pay off. Got to wait a year for your money. Yep. Doctors got nothing but 10 secretaries trying to file insurance claims. Yep. Commonplace to us. They saw it 12 years ago and said, the meeting is the cash-paying customer and a cash-receiving doctor. They saw that. We're first getting an understanding of it today here in America. They saw that. And they built the nation's largest privately owned provider access organization. Just so happens it's an MLM, by the way, to all of you networking gurus. These guys built a PAO and chose MLM as the comp plan. The marriage is legitimate grassroots American entrepreneurial business with vision applicable to mass marketing a society by meeting a massive crisis need in the country. Now compare that to noni juice and stick your head down the toilet and flush it, okay? Compare that to soaps, lotions, and potions, and somebody wake me up from the trauma of chasing pipe dreams. No, this is the real deal. A real live company, profitable, reputable. Dennis flies around in his Learjet meeting with legislatures and committees of the top leadership in America. Where are the profits going from this non-product, cash-rich company? It's absolutely revival in American healthcare. As we release this health plan, I sat across from the guy and looked in his eye and listened to some of the meetings that he had in regards to the legislation of various issues. Let me tell you something. They're protecting the mothership. This company will be there for your children and for your children's children. And they're doing it in a way with the integrity and legality and moral accountability to our nation's needs, with the right people in their corners. Can you hear me at all? With the right people in our corner driving this to meet the needs of America. That's all 300 million of us. Somebody, would you like 1,000 of them in your downline? Say, yeah, man, raise your hand. How about 1,000,000? That's where we're going. And they're doing it so right. And Dennis, with those big rosy cheeks, but the most unbelievable entrepreneur, very serious, very capable, very connected, very wealthy, very visionary, has put this together and is putting this together in a way that is both proprietary, so the dog wags the tail for you MLMers and experienced entrepreneurs. No, we're not going to join up like the care entrees of the world and buy into other people's networks and diddle around, you know, playing hopscotch and getting wagged by the dog or wagged by the tail. They're going to take what they did with this provider access organization and they're going to do the same thing with Ameriplan Health. And they're going to unveil this to us at convention. And they're going to unveil the strategic way properly protecting your children and mine and our children's children and how this is absolutely married to meeting the greatest needs of our nation under the proper endorsement from Wall Street to Main Street. With the legislation and legal justification protecting the mothership to do it right, like they did Ameriplan. And you know what? I don't think I've ever been more proud or more excited to be part of a company than I am seeing the way that they're doing this. Now look, if I was doing it, I got to tell you, I would do it differently, okay? Because you guys know me, I'm about as reckless, abandoned maverick that was ever born to be launched out on a Pinto. You know, just crazy risk taker. I would just, who let the dogs out? Boom, boom, boom. I would just let the dogs out. And I was remembering why doing 17 hours a week of conference calls last summer when we let the dogs out on that crazy $20 promotion and how we've all buried ourselves, couldn't train anybody, and just was doing half-assed everything. And there was no way I want a repeat of that any more than anybody else. We want to do it right. So good thing I'm not leading the ship, and they're going to unveil it the right way. They're going to train us. The month of July will be dedicated to equipping the sales force. It's funny, the first thing that I heard out of corporate was, we just don't want anybody running around selling Ameriplan Health like insurance, creating problems for the mothership. We've got to present our business properly. It's the right thing to do. And we have the mothership, our children's inheritance, a legacy. Ricky, out. Legacy. So I think about when Ricky taught me that. This is a legacy that needs to be protected. So it's going to be rolled out at convention, training in July, and go on sale immediately thereafter. Strategically rolled out in market by market, not nation by nation. Hear me. No national rollout. Market by market. In a way that edifies and exhorts and properly services the people we extend ourselves to. Rapidly, yeah, we have a little experience. Guys, and we got a winning team. Rapidly, yeah, it's going to go rapid. It's going to go like wildfire, for it is a crusade. But it's not going to be reckless, and it will make you proud. Thank God for internet marketing, and glad I don't live in Tupelo, Mississippi, waiting for it to come there, you know. Oh, man, we got an edge wherever they go. We'll hit markets the right way. So there's a lot to be proud of, a lot to be excited for, and as this is rolled out by the master, Dennis Bloom himself, you're going to be very, very proud and very, very confident in the stability, proprietary nature, security, longevity, and reality of the high-integrity business plan of our leaders. And I hope that that gives you a glimpse, just enough of a glimpse. No, you know, we're not going into details of who, what, where, when, how much. No, this is we got thunder coming at convention. Those are the details that will be rolled out at convention. But I want you to know that what I know keeps me awake at night. And it's being done the right way, and you'll be so very proud. You want to be at this event. This is the event you want to go to if there ever was an event. This convention is business building. This is where you'll bring your best prospects, your best brokers, and your best plan for the future. This convention is the vision that we need as we go back into the field, because we're not in business by ourselves, you know. We may be in business for ourselves, but we're not by ourselves. We need this family gathering vision. A couple of practical things regarding the convention I wanted to give you regarding some heads up, okay? Many people, and I hate when this happens, this is one of the heartbreaks of Julie and mine. If there's one of the things that hurts us, and that is before the event, we'll get down to a week out, or 2 weeks out. And then we'll hear from some of our beloved brokers. They can't afford the airfare. It's $795. And they can't go. Does anybody know who wants to buy their seat? And it's breaking our heart every time we can't get the message out in advance. For many people on our team does not know that when you get within 2 weeks, well, first of all, it starts at 21 days and then 14 days. These are the two measurement windows. When you get within 21 days of your air travel date, the discounts are cut in half. And when you get within 14 days of the air travel date, the discounts are all gone. The airline recognizes as a good entrepreneur that they should, that you're desperate. And you're either going to pay that fare or you're not going to go. And they'll sell the flight. We're now 3.5 weeks out. You can book your flight to Dallas for anywhere between $100 and $250. Or you can wait a week and it will be $500. Or you can wait another week and it will be $750. These numbers can't be beat. This is the way airfare works in America. So you can book your airfare now, and I'm going to give you a couple of places to go shopping. Practical suggestion. Book it now for between $100 and $250, right around there, depending upon where you're coming from. Wait a week, it'll cost $500. Wait 2 weeks, it'll cost $750. Do the math. Write this down. 1-800-CheapSeats.com. 1-800, dial the phone number first thing tomorrow morning. 1-800-CheapSeats and say, I'm shopping for a flight from my city to Dallas to go to this event. And book it while it's cheap, because the discounts go away next week. Those of you that love the web, go surfing on Expedia.com. E-X-P-E-D-I-A, Expedia.com, Travelocity.com, Travel, T-R-A-V-E-L, Ocity, O-C-I-T-Y, Travelocity.com, Orbitz, O-R-B-I-T-Z, Orbitz.com. We all love William Shatner, Priceline. Priceline.com, Hotwire.com, Hotwire. All these are discount airfares. True Team support, the master herself, the queen of True Team, Julie Luxenberg, my wife, says search these sites, but it's always best to check their price against the actual airline before you book. So go search those sites and find your best deal. Then call the airline, because many times it's the same with the airlines as the travel sites, but you might have to pay a processing fee with these travel sites. So, you know, start with the travel sites, find the best deals, then call the airline and narrow it down, because even that extra little $20 or $30, it matters. And right now, people in Houston are going to book flights to Dallas for $49. People in Atlanta are going to book flights to Dallas for $100. People in New York are going to book flights for $200. People from California are going to book flights for $250. But next week, it's over. So please, my friend, if you're planning on coming to convention, and I sure hope you are, go book your flight now and save yourself a lot of money. You know, there was a personal story I was going to tell about Dennis and Daniel Bloom when I was talking about the difference in them and everything. And I'm not going to do it probably right now tonight, because I got some other things to cover with you. and I don't know, maybe later if we run over, maybe later. But I can tell you this, when you feel the heartbeats of the people that are leading this company, it will make the company real to you in a way that nothing else can or will. In our business, they always say building from event to event. I listened to some experienced, really experienced networkers interact in the last few weeks. I'm really holding back on you guys personally. A lot of you guys want to know, hey, how's it going? What are you working on? You know, kind of quiet over there. Well, I'm holding back on you guys. I'm working with a new leg of business that I'm going to just unveil on you and blow you away with. I'm working with a superstar. I found me a superstar. Took me 2.5 years. All I got is a bunch of superstars, but I got me a new superstar. and I got to sponsor this guy, and he knows all these experienced networkers, and I'm listening to him. And you know what they say? Our convention's coming up next month. Really? Where is it? I'm going to show up. I got to see it. Man, you ain't got to tell these guys that have experience in our business or industry what this event means. I'm like, listen, I'm saying, did he just say 7 words and a strange prospect said, maybe I'll go, where and when is it? I'm like, I'm begging my team to go, and these experienced networkers are just like, where and when? That's when you know who's who, what's real, what's what. That's where you get the deal. That is what, it all happens right from that. The best of the best know that. We need to emulate it. Folks, if you don't plug in, you don't make any money in this company. It's a mathematical formula that I'm beseeching you to call Ameriplan tomorrow and get the last seats available for our one and only national convention in Dallas, Texas. Call your sponsor. They'll show you how to dial broker support and get in, and how to book it, and just get in while the getting is good, because it'll be over by tomorrow. I want to talk to you further. You know, we covered a little bit about how they're going to roll out the health plan, where we're going, and how proud of them that we are for the way that they do things, for the vision that you and I could never have seen but yet get to ride on the fire of, for what this means in our country, and for where we're going and how we're going. You know, but I want to talk to you a little bit tonight about our compensation plan. There are some things that are coming out that are changing in our compensation plan. And we've seen a glimpse of some things with this BRIM, B-R-I-M. It is we're in the last week of a 2-month compensation plan promotion. And, man, I'm reminded when I was on the Troy's New Broker Training Call tonight that there's probably a lot of folks out there that are hearing some of this stuff for the very first time. They're new brokers, and they're trying to take all this in, and, oh, my goodness, I'm sorry for you grabbing all this at one time here. Just do your best, write notes, talk to your sponsor, because you know from your training right now that it's all about call your sponsor. I mean, if you don't call your sponsor and plug in, you fail. You're the right. The island, you're the Lone Ranger, all of those wonderful scenarios. Nobody makes it in our company or in this business or in anything worthy that doesn't plug in. Oh, about being plugged in. So, you know, we're in the last week of a 2-month special compensation plan promotion called BRIM, B-R-I-M. Build Residual Income Month. It got extended from April into May, and we're in the last week of Build Residual Income Month. And huge congratulations are in order. I cannot wait to see these numbers, by the way. You know, we got people out there that have put on, you know, like 30, 40 brokers, 30, 40 members, 300 members, 10 brokers, 10 members, all of this straight into their residual income during this time, and the numbers are going to be very cool because they got an immediate enhanced commission check, $75 for signing up that $95 broker, non-chargebackable, and then their residual income is immediately kicking in, so lo and behold, here they go facing the summer. Let's say they're going to go away for the summer. They're going to take a summer vacation. Life in America, you know. But their residual income is greater than their $35 broker fee. Would you quit? I mean, if it doesn't cost you anything to be here, and Ameriplan's even cutting you a little check every month already, no matter whether you're in the game or not, would you quit? Of course not. Man, we're solving the greatest issues in the history of network marketing with an advanced compensation plan, and they're narrowing down on the way this company can back our comp plan, and it's phenomenal. And I just wish I could grasp it all as I listen to Dennis and Daniel share these things, and as all this gets rolled out, you know, and they talk about the risk and the business and how it's measured and how it's backed and the financial pieces of the puzzle that allows them to be able to actually pay out more than they bring in the first period of time with several. It's mind-blowing, impressive, and I'm not a puppy. I'm really not a puppy. I've been around, you know, and I'm so impressed at the way that it's done. And to the degree that it's done in our favor, that we're literally, if you ever saw Revolution in America, Revolution, we're also on the crest of a revolution in network marketing history with our very comp plan. Now, Brim ends next Monday. It's over. And folks, I'm telling you, it ain't going to be extended. It's over. If you want you or your people to cash in on this thing, then go put on 10 pieces of business this week and watch what will happen. It's going to be very cool for you and your people. But it ends, and it ain't being extended, I promise you, because they're going to take those numbers to the bank. And that's the way that this is done. And they're not going to be shoot from the hips, Texans. Not with Cecil Mathis as our corporate lawyer. No. We got people driving this thing. They're the right people, the right players, the right decision makers. And I'm telling you that it's going to be there for your children and for your children's children. I'm meeting all these high-powered networkers from this new leg of business that I'm working on. I'm keeping from you guys. I'm going to reveal it to you soon enough. But, you know, and I'm hearing some of the nightmares of the way these companies fold up after 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 years. Some people got to make some money. You know, they're playing lottery out there with their life, and they don't want that anymore. They're being drawn to Ameriplan because we're a legitimate business model of high integrity in America with a proven track record, a scoreboard that don't lie, and a business plan for success that will deliver legacy income. You see, when we start talking about residual income, leveraged income, most people don't even know what that means. And I'm going to confess to you, I knew nothing about this just almost 2.5 years ago when I got started. Nothing. The concept was so foreign to me. I worked jobs. You know, I got paid. If I didn't go to work on Monday, I got a sick day. If I didn't go by next Monday, I got a get well soon card. And if I didn't go the third Monday, I got a pink slip. I knew about jobs and getting paid. I had gotten paid a lot of money on jobs, and I watched them end rapidly. I knew I was only as good as my next sale, my next paycheck. You know, it could end immediately. If I knew there was such a thing as residual income, leveraged income, I might not have had to been 41 and a half years old before I even found this thing. I didn't know. And when I talk to our own brokers, it reminds me so much of myself, for they still don't know what our comp plan is, how to make money on it, why it works the way it does, and how best to capitalize on it. And I'll tell you what, True Team, I'm going to be very truthful with you now, because all the wimps have hung up for the night. And I'm going to talk to you about our comp plan. I'm going to talk to you about where it's going, and I'm going to talk to you about how to make money on our comp plan. So move all your notes off to the side now. you go take care of registering for your airline tickets and convention tomorrow, later, whatever. Let me tell you about our comp plan, leveraged income, residual income, and how to make money with this thing. You know, I don't have to prove to anybody that the desire of my heart is in servant leadership and helping others. But I can tell you this. Mama did not raise no fool, and I can't help nobody from my poverty. Not that church in Kiev, Ukraine that we gave 10 years of our life to, and not my new business partners, not my children starting in life, or my widowed mom. Nope, can't help nobody from my poverty. There is nothing wrong with being successful. And there's nothing wrong with working to capitalize upon this comp plan. There's no embarrassment. There's no degradation of moral integrity. We call this wisdom, where I grew up. Now, I want to give you some definitions and try to get quickly out of residual income and into leveraged income. Residual income. What is residual income? And I ask people this every day. If I was to ask you right now to define residual income, what would you say? At least nine out of 10 of the people on this call, and I'm talking about some of the warrior champions already, okay, could not properly define residual income. Let alone leveraged income, let alone how to capitalize on our comp plan. I want to help you. Repetition is the key to retention. If you've heard it before, write it down, because truly this is train the trainer territory. Residual income is being paid irregardless over and over again for a job done once. Residual income is being paid irregardless over and over again for a job done once. When a musician goes into a studio and records an album, they do the work once, but yet every time that album is sold, they get their residual income. It's called a royalty. When you bought your house, and congratulations, America, 69%. We're up to like between 69 and 75% of Americans now own their own home. Really good news. Things are good. Things are really good. Your future is very bright. There's a lot to be hopeful about. Better tomorrows are right around the corner. Congratulations. When you bought your house, your mortgage company asked you who your insurance agent was, and your homeowner's insurance was calculated through the agent, built into your escrow, so that every month when you make your payment, you're putting that money into the escrow account to pay for your homeowner's insurance. Your insurance agent wrote the policy one time, and yet literally every time you make your monthly payment, he gets paid his commission, residual income, over and over again, as long as you own your house and make your mortgage payment with that escrow over and over again. It doesn't stop until you sell the house, die, or change insurance agents. Now I'm going to take you on a shocking journey to leveraged income, because residual income can only do one thing, my friend. Although it is massively more intelligent and wise to build residual income than working a J-O-B for a one-time check, residual income can only do one thing, and that is stop. Now I'm in trouble. You see, when you put on members, all a member can ever do is quit. you're going to get your $6 a month residual income for as long as that member pays until he quits. But all he can ever do differently is quit. So residual income, though in nature, continues to pay you ongoing and ongoing and ongoing as a result of doing that work one time, it can only do one thing, and that is attrition. And man, every one of these subjects could be an hour-long call, you know, just getting into business 101 and attrition and things like that. But attrition is normal. People die, people get married, people get jobs, people lose jobs, people move on. Attrition is normal. And it doesn't matter, by the way, the statistics, whether it's 90% of all Ameriplan members that have ever used our benefit card are still on the books, or it's half of the brokers quit. Those numbers are not important, because what I'm trying to get you is conceptually to understand residual income can only do one thing, and that is attrition and quit. Not that it's worse, not that it's not a million times better than working a job for a paycheck, okay? But I want to take you rapidly to leveraged residual income. Because if you want to know how to make money on our comp plan, then you've got to move beyond the job mentality, even beyond the residual income mentality, and you've got to move into the beauty of our comp plan. And it is beautiful. And it's called multi-level marketing. And it's called leveraged residual income. Get your arms around that, and you're free to serve God and others for all the days of your life, and your children, and your children's children. Don't get your arms around that, and you shall have attrition, residual income, and it will stop. All a member can ever do for you is quit. Say, man alive, this guy is in such trouble that Dennis, his best friend that he loves, is going to choke him out tomorrow. No, Dennis isn't going to choke me out tomorrow. Because I'm going to make it very, very clear that this is a member-strong company. 80% of the applications received in Dallas, Texas are for members. We've got 50,000 brokers out there signing up members. We got over 1 million people using the membership. We're the nation's largest provider access organization. I'm no advocate for or against Dennis or this Ameriplan provider access organization. That's not what this is about. I don't have a voice in that. The scoreboard don't lie. We are who we are. If all of our brokers quit tomorrow, Ameriplan would be an $80 million a year debt-free company on the revenue of their members. We're the only network marketing company that ever existed anytime, anywhere, anyway that doesn't depend on the consumption of our reps and distributors to be in existence with our soaps, lotions, and potion schemes. What a legitimate business opportunity, and nobody needs to stand up for what those gentlemen have built. But let me tell you right now, if you want to be independently wealthy to your next generation, then you will not be on the cause of seeing how many members you can sign up into this dental plan to build your residual income. That's taking care of itself just fine. Thank you, ma'am. However, we write members. I write members. I've written almost 100 members. Members are good. Members are the backbone of our company. And God bless all of those brokers that write up all of them members. But if you want to look at the founders' rings, the six-figure income earners, and those that are financially free, they've gone so far beyond residual income. Let me introduce you, my friend, to leveraged income. It doesn't end at residual income. It's not even a means to the end. It's a byproduct of legitimacy is all that it is. A byproduct of integrity that ought to be everywhere but exists nowhere. But that's not the means to the end. Let me introduce you on this advanced training call to exponential growth, leveraged residual income, multi-level marketing, a four-level, multi-level, modified, unilevel comp plan that can't be beat. Can't be beat. Because the owners of our company believe in it and believe in us with a valid product behind it to therefore extend themselves to you as a business partner to help you build your business. You want to make money in this comp plan, let's go back to the beginning and serve others. For truly, all a member can ever do for you is quit, but a broker. A broker can never do less for you than $10.50 a month. You want to go basics to numbers to numbers? A member can never do more than $6 a month. A broker can never do less than $10.50 a month. A member can never do anything but quit. A broker can reproduce if you'll love them and go with them down that road. And then no matter how many members you could ever put on, you'd never outperform the exponential growth of the Ameriplan comp plan by building a team of brokers. Should we abandon selling these memberships? Of course not. The backbone of our company. If you don't sell memberships, then you don't even, I don't even know what you're doing in Ameriplan. Everybody you talk to, you ought to ask how they like the dental plan. Somebody very near and dear to me, and I'm not going to break his heart and reveal his name, said, man, I only got 6 members. What am I going to do? I'm running down on members. I had a couple of members quit. I said, man, all you got to do is talk to all the people you're talking to and don't hang up the phone until you put them in the dental plan. You know, I mean, everybody we talk to, we ought to be introducing to our $11 dental plan. It's a proven product. No, we never abandon the backbone of our company. We capitalize on the compensation plan. You know, here's where it, but and then I'll get these calls, and man, I'm going to step on some toes right now. Thank God we're in the middle of the night and everybody hung up that's real sensitive and nobody's left on the call but us warrior champions. And if it's anybody but you, it's time to hang up now. But let me tell you, it's a really good thing that they did hang up, by the way, because, you know, I could get in a lot of trouble for saying some of this stuff. But I got to tell you that if you can't sign up any members, you got a big, big problem on your hands. And if you don't understand that brokers are going to quit, you got a big, big problem on your hands. And if in your mind you're going through a mind shift right now, like, oh, man, I've got some brokers, man, I can't get them to do it. Thanks. Lazy, dumb knuckleheads. They won't get in the game. They just, man, they're just out there percolating or quitting. I'm going to go sign me up some members and build me some residual income. You knucklehead, you're taking a giant step backwards. Whoever told you that brokers weren't going to quit? Whoever told you that there wasn't going to be a high attrition in internet marketing? Whoever deceived you into believing something false about this? Don't you retrace yourself into believing that residual income is better than leveraged residual income. Because there's only one way to outpace attrition. And if there's a bottom line to this whole dissertation, write it down. There's only one way to outpace attrition, and that is through leveraged exponential growth. So whether it is a hand chargeback issues, or that you can't get people to work, or that you're signing only knuckleheads because you're recruiting down, or you're still in those tentative business building years of your own commitment, whatever it is, let me tell you, nothing will change this fact There's only one way to defeat attrition, and that is through leveraged exponential growth. When the combined forces of your team begin to write business, teaching others to write business, it will then outpace anything you can do or you don't do. That's a lot to wrap your arms around, guys, but that's what you're building for if you want to be a founder's ring in Ameriplan. Kind of like it's the ultimate in advanced training, you know? A newbie in MLM teaching people that have, some of you been in this business for 20 years, the bottom line is that the package altogether is a win-win, you know? The legitimacy of our company, the validity of our product, the vision of our future, the release of additional products, the distribution network, the way the comp plan works, and the rare privilege that we have of being allowed into the realm of leveraged residual income. The number one top-selling paperback, again, month after month, Robert Kiyosaki, Rich Man, Poor Man. None of you at this point in this conversation on this advanced training call should even be here striving for RSD Senior, Executive, or National without being a student of Robert Kiyosaki. For truly, you can't understand our comp plan without that. You don't have a clue about residual income, let alone exponential growth, passive income. You're not even sure how this thing wraps until you get your arms around the basics of what we're talking about. It is a good thing to wrap your arms around, by the way. It'll keep you up at night. It'll help you flush your head down the toilet and get rid of the stinking thinking. It will make you focus so you're not a job slave mentality. For truly, guys, it's all about freedom. We're buying our freedom. We're buying others' freedom to be who they're intended to be, to serve God how they're intended to serve, but most of all, to be free. You know, we don't need to reproduce in this nation or in our families a culture of slaves. We don't need to reproduce. We don't need to gravitate towards socialism. What we need to do is we need to reproduce the entrepreneurs of tomorrow. Why do you think I put my own son, my blood, into Ameriplan? Alicia's turning 18 in 6 months. We're talking about Ameriplan. I got my money where my mouth is. Do you? Because now I want to talk to you about whatever it takes. Man, don't call me whiny. I'll just happen to three-way you into a crippled, retired grandma with one eye who will stomp your butt and embarrass you till you cry. Don't call me whining. We got here the same way, folks. We worked for it. It ain't our brains. Yeah, it's a good thing to wrap your arms around leveraged residual income and to understand our comp plan works, and you achieve it by popping RSDs, period. Summarize. Wait a minute, and he got off course. He didn't say the magic of the comp plan. Pop RSDs. You go pop 3 to 5 RSDs a month, never less than one, but don't you suck brokers to get their $95 payment and then leave them hanging on a limb. You go help those people the way you promised them when you pitched them. You pop RSDs. You become an RSD popping machine, helping other people achieve their first goal and teaching them to duplicate and do the same thing. You'll make all the money you ever wanted in life. It's called servant leadership. And until you can pop RSDs like popcorn, you make no money in Ameriplan. You need to just think that this is a recruiting game. It's not a recruiting game. It's about servant leadership. You become an RSD creating machine and you have more money than you ever dreamed of. It's a concept of servant leadership. It can't be beat. Helping others. Give them your leads. Give them your time. Give them your contact information. Give them your cell phone. Answer your phone. Forward it to your cell phone. Be there for them. Do the three-way calls. Pour out your life upon their life and help them to be successful, and you'll have all you ever dreamed of pressed down, shaken together. You get the overflow. It doesn't work any other way. Never did selfish people starve. Period. Give until it hurts. Give until it succeeds. Give until it works. But don't you ever turn inward on your selfishness of survival, or you sink. You just sink there. Let me tell you, give until there's nothing left to give, until you're poured out like a drink offering. Just give it all. That's how you make money on our comp plan. Taking new brokers to regional sales director, whatever it takes. Now, you got to work with the right people, and you got to work hard. Sounds like I just skipped over something. At the leadership conference of tomorrow, where I was invited to be a member, a mentor this year, I was very quiet. They asked me one question about becoming a six-figure income earner. If I had to summarize, what does it take? And here's how I answer. I hope you write it down. Work with the right people. You got to work with the right people. And number two, you got to have a work ethic. Work with the right people, and you got to have a work ethic. We've got a total moral breakdown in our country regarding work ethic. It's a horrible thing. And unfortunately, the reason why the attrition is high in internet marketing is because a lot of those lazy knuckleheads gravitate to the internet because they don't want to work. I wish I could take them on the mission field for a few years to the Soviet Union. Do you know what I mean? They don't want to work, man. They don't know from no work. Give me a remote control. I'm a couch potato knucklehead. You can't do anything with that, all right? And when you got that on your hands, you need to leave them behind with a lot of love and allow them to percolate until their belly boils in starvation. When their belly boils in starvation, you be there as a friend, an email companion, the person who invites them to the weekly Base Chef call. For truly, when their belly boils with starvation, they might wake up and get off of their couch potato. But until then, you can't push a rope. You can't do a thing with them. You got to work with the right people. You got to know who wants this like we want it. They'll surface. They'll show you. Ask them. Ask them to prove it to you by doing their homework. Bob, will you show me that I'm working with the right person? Call me back by noon, pitch me the script. I'll give you the best internet leads ever come off the internet. I'll give them to you. Will you show me I'm working with the right person, Bob, and call me back by noon tomorrow? Read it to the trees, to the bushes, the cat and the dog, and call me, and I'll give you the best leads that have ever been produced on the internet, and we'll go make a grand next week. Work with the right people. Look them square in the eye and challenge them and sort them out. Because there's a real reason, guys, why only 2% of our society makes a six-figure income. It's the bottom line here, right? 98% won't do and ain't qualified to make a six-figure income. They won't do what it takes. They will not. They don't deserve it. They're never going to have it unless Daddy leaves it to them. And when Daddy does leave it to them, by the way, they'll spend it in a year. The whole thing will be bing, gone. That's who they are. We're looking for the 2%. You only need 3 leaders to be a national sales director in AmeriPlan. 3 senior regional sales directors. That's what it takes. 3. You want to know how the numbers are going to roll out for the average person who basically cold markets using internet marketing? Here's how the numbers are going to fold out. If you beat this, send it to me. I'll look it up in AmeriPlan and I'll change my story. But right now, put on 100 brokers. Half of them are going to quit. 30 of them are going to percolate in the background, popping their head in and out, doing little or nothing. By the way, God bless them, that's what they're allowed to do. They got deals to deal with. 3 of the 100. Not 3 of the 5, guys. I know some of you put on 5 brokers and you're already whining. They won't do anything. Go put on 95 more. Watch. You'll have 3 seniors that'll make you a national sales director. 3 seniors out of 100. 20 of them will make various feeble attempts at making RSD. 3 will make senior, making you a national. And 1 will drive your check. It only takes 3 or 4 people to be a 6-figure income earner, a national sales director, and achieve this dream. 3 or 4. But to find those 3 or 4, we got to do a lot of sorting. You got to work with the right people. You got to run the numbers. And you got to have a work ethic. I hate to end on the work ethic part because I can get real excited talking about a work ethic. Because I'll have people, you know, and they'll just say stuff to me. It ain't a long, I dialed 2, I called them all. Nobody's ever home. Nobody is ever home. Really? Do you know there was a point a year ago when I heard so many of my quote leaders telling me, nobody's ever home, man. I don't know. I got up one Sunday morning. It was a Sunday morning. And I said, I'm going to get on the phone and work the phones 10 to 10, 12 hours, and find out what in the world's going on out there right now. Because I'm hearing all these people. I had already made national sales director. Man, maybe I'm losing touch with reality or something, okay? So I just didn't answer any incoming calls, and I had all my prospects lined up. And you know me, I'm the leadsaholic. I'm going to have 35 freshies a day no matter what. Don't even come near me if I don't, because I'm just a ruined piece of life to be around. If I have 35 fresh prospects a day, don't get near me. So I get on the phone, and I start dialing and smiling and closing, and I put on 7 brokers that day. So what does it mean that nobody's ever home, by the way? Could it possibly mean that I out-dial you? I bet it does, because I don't use a pen, a piece of paper. I don't pause to get the next dial tone, and I have my half-gallon glass of iced tea next to me. I've got my $14 Radio Shack headset taped to my head, and the spare bedroom door is locked. And you couldn't stop me unless you killed me. Now, is anybody ever home? We got a work ethic problem, baby. And let's just call it what it is. Because I have seen the mentally impaired on oxygen who can't read the script get on the phone and do 5 a month. So don't tell me nobody's ever home when I've got 2,000 people doing this. Call it what it is. Look yourself square in the mirror and say, you've got a work ethic problem, son. You've got a work ethic problem. And you've got a problem called lazy ass. And you need to give up your lazy ass and build it better tomorrow because it ain't coming any other way. You got to work with the right people, and you got to have a work ethic. And if somebody's got to drag your butt out of bed in the morning, you ain't going to make it. And if you can't burn with it enough to make 1 more presentation, you ain't going to make it. If you can't strap that headset on like with duct tape and lock the door, you ain't going to make it. Because this is for those who work with the right people and work with a work ethic. And we got a bad case of lazy couch potato in America. And that's why 98 out of 100 of you on this call tonight have got a serious decision to make on which side of the fence you're going to fall. Because I know some of you, and you got everything it takes in between your ears except the work ethic. And I'm telling you, we need work ethic here. And until we see some real serious work ethic, you're not going to see the results you're looking for. work until you can't work no more, and let your spouse know you can't be stopped unless they kill you. Because you've given other goofy things 2 years of your life for nothing. You might as well give this 2 years of your life for leveraged residual income and the ultimate freedom of having your dream come true. There's nothing more worthy you're going to pour yourself into outside of direct service for the Lord, and we've got a lot of people building for that freedom, and there's nothing more worthy to pour yourself into. But if you think that those of us that have gone before you and fast-tracked to the founder's ring position in the merit plan to be a six-figure income earner have come up any other road other than work ethic, you're mistaken, my friend. We come with a work ethic, and it's an exemplary work ethic of the ultimate American dream, and it requires everything, whatever it takes. Don't ever tell me you don't have money to buy leads, because I'll put my lawnmower in your hand. Because I've walked out this door with my lawnmower and my gas can and my weed eater, and I've done it whenever it needed to be done, and I'll cut the lawns if I have to make money to buy leads if I need to. I've walked out the door, and I've served as a servant. I've served as a wedding servant, dished out cake, cleaned up dishes, washed dishes. It doesn't matter to the builder what it takes. It doesn't matter. My mother babysits for a senior citizen and makes $70 a night sleeping in her spare bedroom. Don't tell me you can't make ends meet, buy this airline ticket, and buy leads. Just look in the mirror and tell yourself you have not the work ethic required to be successful. Then shake that off and have victory, and you'll win at anything you do. Anything. You can quit a merit plan and apply this principle to your education, and you'll win. You can do anything with this, and you can do nothing without it. I don't want to blow my voice out, and I'm already blowing out, and I'm going to stop. You know, I was going to do one of them crazy calls like we did a couple months ago and just keep the line open, ask questions, let people ask questions. This has been a lot to put out tonight. I really put out a lot. Everybody on this call should be registered for convention. Everybody on this call should understand serving others and helping others. Everybody on this call should understand that you're sorting people, working with the right ones, and then doing whatever it takes and applying yourself with a monster work ethic, and how very worthwhile it is, and what a precious, valuable commodity we represent. Ultimate high integrity is our company, Ameriplan. Boy, we can't wait to hug your neck in a few weeks in Dallas. I love you guys very, very much. Thanks for putting up with a little bit of fire tonight. I only get to do this an hour a week now, you know, so I have to unveil some fire. Love you guys. Good night.